Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let me read two verses of Scripture here from Hebrews 10, verse 24. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. Praise God. Now, I know that that verse of Scripture is talking primarily about the local church bringing itself together, but it's also talking about local churches coming together and all of us getting together from all over everywhere. Praise God. And it is time to provoke one another to love. It is time to have an overflow time in God. The Spirit of the Lord, the Word of the Lord came to glory in me saying, name all of the conventions this summer, prosperity overflow conventions. He said, call them that. We're having these meetings for you partners. We're having them for people to come together, not only to just stay strong in faith, but to get on deeper in the Word of God and watch God just overflow us. Praise the Lord. All this week, we're going to be showing you what goes on in conventions. And I'll tell you, we can't show you enough, because what's going to happen in these conventions ain't never happened before. Praise the Lord. So get your notebook and get ready to receive. Here's a message that you really need to hear on the law of love. Let's remind ourselves of what Jesus said in Matthew 22:37. Let's turn over there and read that. This is the most vital information in the Bible. Matthew 22:37. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets. Every law from the first five books of the Bible and all the prophetic words of the prophets, everything they said, everything they have taught, all law hangs on these two commandments. That's the reason they are commandments. We are commanded to put these things in our mouths, put them on our minds. God said in the book of Deuteronomy, I mean you hang it in the front of your forehead, between your eyes. In other words, don't look at anything without looking through the eyes of loving God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. Now, once we realize that, let's turn to 1 John chapter 1. Verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus, the Anointed One. And now listen, get this now. These things write we unto you that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light. Well, Brother Copeland, I thought God is love. Well, He says that over in the 4th chapter, 15, 16, 17th verses. God is love. But here it says God is light. Huh? God, say it. God is love.
God is
light.
God is life.
The scripture also said God is life. So say that. God is life.
God is life.
He is love.
He is love.
He is life.
He is life.
And he is light.
He is life.
God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light. Now I want you to, get a hold of that. There's not one level of light for Jesus and some little dim light, night light down here for us. No, we've been called out of darkness to walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, the anointed one, his son, cleanses us from all sin. There's the word all again. All sin. Praise God. The scripture says very clearly, and we'll get to it, sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin is darkness. Righteousness is light. You're the righteousness of God. And the devil is the prince of darkness. Amen?
Amen.
Darkness doesn't have any authority over light. Darkness can't remove light. All darkness can do is replace light. Once light is removed, then darkness comes in. But darkness can't. There ain't nothing the devil can do to make you sin. He can put a lot of pressure on you, but you don't have to do it. Particularly if you know the laws of love and the laws of the power of God and get over there in the armor of light, he can't even get to you with the pressure. Hallelujah. I'm out ahead of myself. Let me get back here. I get so excited about this, I want to break and run with it. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, put some marks around that verse right there. If we confess our sins, he's faithful. He is just or righteous. It would be an unrighteous thing for him not to forgive you of sin when you confess it to him. It'd be unrighteous for him to say, I ain't have nothing to do with you. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word isn't in us. Well, we know that. My little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. Glory to God. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We have a lawyer. We have an attorney. We have somebody to stand in for us. Jesus, the anointed one, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins. And not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Why isn't the truth in him? Why is he a liar? He's not lying trying to deceive somebody. The problem is he's already deceived. And if he says, I know him and does not keep that commandment of love like Jesus said, then the knowing isn't working. And the word know here is the same word that we studied over there in the third chapter of the book of Ephesians, which means intercourse, intimate relation with. What I know, you know. What I say, you say. What I do, you do. What I see, you see. A total, complete union, spirit, soul, and body. There are a lot of people born again that have known him in the new birth, but do not know him intimately. You follow what this is saying here now? and said, if you say you have an intimate relationship with Him and you're not walking in the commandment of love, then you're lying. In other words, you're saying something that's absolutely not true. Now, you may not be saying it to try to deceive somebody, but nonetheless, it isn't true. It's just not true. So now, read on here with me a little more. But whoso, are you a whoso? Yeah. Ooh, yeah, I am. Praise God. I'm a whosoever. Whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. There's another place to underline something right there. Whoso keepeth his word, in him is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we're in him. It's not something that you just believe because the church believes it. It's not something that because you read it in the scripture. Just because you read it in the scripture is enough to believe it and know it's true. Man, you don't need any other evidence than this. But it's talking about having that knowing, intimate relationship. Oh my. Revelation, depth, light, life. He's your partner and you're his. And he's manifesting himself to you and through you. And you get to where you think like him and act like him. Oh, dear Lord, I'm like the Apostle Paul. I cry out to know him in the power of his resurrection. Whew. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's the power we're talking about. That's the power we're talking about. The power of the resurrection. When the resurrection happened, Jesus glorified. Glory is another expression of that light. The armor of light. Jesus came after he was raised from the dead in his glorified body and said, handle me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me have. Not flesh and blood. There's no blood in him. All of his blood is in the heavenly holy of holies at the mercy seat of God. All of his blood is there. So, but he said, handle me. A spirit doesn't have flesh and bone. Well, Thomas stuck his finger in the holes in his hand and in the hole in his side. Didn't he? Did you know you can see daylight through his hands? Those nails weighed over 2 pounds apiece. You can see daylight through his hands. But yet stuff don't fall through there. People that put those little marks in there like they hung him up there with a house nail. Forget it. Forget it. And people had great arguments, you know, about did the nail go through the hand or did it go through the wrist? Well, if it had gone through the hand, Brother Copeland, it would have pulled out. No, no, no. Those nails are big enough around with a head on the thing that is so big it couldn't pull out. But see, he could have held up his hands like that and walked through the streets of Jerusalem. They'd have followed him by the thousands. But there wouldn't have been any faith in it. He told Thomas, stick your hand in here and quit being faithless. Blessed, empowered are those who believe and have not seen. Listen now. Stay with me now. Amen. Are you doing all right? Any of you getting sleepy? I don't want you to miss it. Stand up.
Amen.
Turn all the way around. Like Jesse said, rub, scratch, whatever needs to be, rub and scratch, and then you can be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which we heard from the beginning. Well, I read you that before we ever got started. Jesus quoted it in Matthew 22:37. Amen. The first commandment, second commandment, and all the rest of them hang on this. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. You need to underline that. Or do whatever you do in your Bible. Stars around it, whatever. And put 1 Corinthians 4 as a reference right out beside it. The true light now shines. He that saith he is in the light. He that saith he is in the light. He that saith he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. Now you have to remember, he's talking about that commandment of love. He's not talking about your feelings. Your feelings ain't got anything to do with this. You don't love because you feel like it. It's a commandment. And the reason it is a commandment is to keep you in the armor of light where they can't get to you. Like that old railroaders saying, go to the roundhouse, Sadie. They can't corner you there. Amen. Some of you younger don't even know what the roundhouse is. Well, how do you think they'd turn one of them engines around? That was before they could run just as good backwards as they do forward, like they do now. They ain't no front and back. They look the same on each end. Funny looking things, aren't they? But back then, those engines, you know, had a light in the front and a caboose. And how are you going to turn them around? Well, you took them in the roundhouse and they drove in there on this big turntable. And they'd turn that thing on and turn him around and choo-choo-choo-choo-choo out the back door. Here you go. Only now it's the front door. Go to the roundhouse, Sadie. Can't corner you there. Stay in the light, brother. He can't get to you there.
The super is awesome. The atmosphere, God is in this place. You know what I'm saying? It's I love it here, you know, and I'm going to keep coming every year.
This is probably my 22nd or 23rd year. This is actually my second meeting.
I've been coming since 1978.
I've come here ever since I was six.
It's my first year here. I've been coming for 17 years now.
We just want to let everybody know that we're crazy for Jesus. We're passionate for Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Everyone
Amen.
Else in the world waits outside for movies and concerts. We're here because we're hungry for His Word. We don't care what it takes, but we're here because we love God.
It helps to inspire you to stay on the Word of God, stay focused, and to be a doer of the Word.
I felt like coming here, I get a lot of answers.
Welcome to the 26th annual West Coast Believers Convention. Praise God.
We're just going to go wild crazy in here today.
I love the fellowship. You know, it's just like a big family.
There's so many people filled with the love of God here, and that's what it's about.
You meet different people, and you know the one thing everybody has in common is the Lord.
I'm telling you, the Word of God, it's so fun.
Hey, hallelujah.
It's just so nice to be around it all, you know. I just love it.
Every time I come, I learn more, get stronger in the Lord.
God is on the move.
It's like why we want to sit in the front. We want to draw out that anointing. Even in worship, we want to draw out that anointing. We want to put that excitement in the air. We want to get that spirit of worship in the air.
And I love to be among God's people that worship the Lord.
It's always good for Christians to come together, get the Word, and to really live the Word. And that's what these conventions are all about.
My security is what's already been given me, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and everything in it belongs to me.
Jesus himself paid the price, defeated the devil for us, had us born again after the image of God in our spirit, filled us with the Holy Ghost in power, gave us the Word to tell us how to walk it out. We can do this thing.
Please listen. God's not out to try to get somebody. He's not out to punish people. He's always looking for a way to draw them into His love.
God's working behind the scenes right now. It is turnaround time. It is breakthrough time. The God of the breakthrough is visiting your house. Hallelujah.
You're the one with the Holy Ghost. You're the one that walks in the blood. You're the one that the jail door swung open for. You're the one that the cross was all about. You're the one that the resurrection was all about. My God, stand up and shout, I'm free.
It's like a place for you to go and have, just hang out, get meet new friends, get closer to God.
The kids that come here, 99% of them most like it, because it's good.
It's very exciting, from the teaching to the games to the from the dances and praise and worship. It's just all great.
It's fun to praise the Lord.
You use what you learn here, and I can become more intimate with Him, not just here at Super Kids, but at home.
It's like really fun. They play games, they do dancing, entertainment, and plus they teach you about God's Word.
I really like it.
Super Kids is super.
We're going to give you an opportunity to meet and greet each other, okay? The worst thing that's going to happen out of this thing is you're going to meet some folks just like you that are single, that love God and love Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
It's a week to hear the Word of God every day, 5 sermons a day, and just to receive that anointing.
When you're believing for healing, you have to give God a place to work. When you're believing for protection, you have to give God a place to work with your faith. Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
No.
No, He is ready. He is ready. God is a good God. Jesus is here. He's the healer.
You've known me as your Savior. You've known me, saith the Lord, as baptizer in the Holy Ghost. You've known me in the gifts of the Spirit. You've known me as your healer and your leader and your guide. But oh, so soon, so much sooner than you think, you'll know me as the great resurrection. So soon.
What is overflow? How does it work?
When overflow occurs, the result cannot be contained. During a season of overflow, every seed sown will bring forth its harvest. As the overflowing compounds, its effects will spill into every aspect of life.
Satan is not going to be able to stop your seed from harvesting.
In 2005, the year of overflow, every believer needs the God-delivered vision in Kenneth Copeland's Overflowing Harvest Package. In more than 6 hours of teaching, Brother Copeland reveals the simple principles that determine overflow.
Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also. If he sows to his flesh, he'll reap corruption. If he sows to the Spirit, he reaps life everlasting.
Order Overflowing Harvest, available in video on DVD or VHS and on audio cassette or CD.
Here we are in the year of overflow, and it's going to overflow all year long.
To order Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Overflowing Harvest by Faith Through Love, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll free at 1-800-575-4455. This offer is available on audio cassette and CD for $20, on DVD for $19.99, and on VHS for $35. You can use your charge card or personal check when ordering online or over the phone. Or you may write Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
Overflowing harvest by faith through love. Now faith worketh by love, and the just shall live by faith. Now, this series, of course, is in cassettes, CDs, and videos, DVDs, whichever way you need it, praise God, we've got it for you. The big thing to understand is, this is overflow time. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The Amplified Translation says, have it unto overflow. Praise God. Father, we just thank you and praise you and worship. You are our overflow, Lord Jesus. You're it. And you're our source. And we thank you and we praise you for
everything you've done for us. We're extending an invitation to you and your family, West Coast Prosperity Overflow Convention, July the 4th through the 9th. Now, I can't emphasize this enough. The word of the Lord came to glory in me and said, call every one of those conventions this summer, 2005, Prosperity Overflow Conventions. So that's what we've called them, and that's what they are. 4th of July, come celebrate it with us. We're going to have a big time, I'm telling you. Children's Services, ages 6 through 12, they'll be signing for the deaf and the hearing impaired, and we're believing God that they'll all be healed and all get their hearing back, and praise God. Well, it's overflow time, my brother and sister, so make your plans and come get in these meetings. Believe God with us. Amen. Now, before we leave the air, let me remind you. I cannot emphasize this enough. Jesus of Nazareth, Son of the Living God, is alive, and He is our source. He has a lot of channels that He uses, but there's only one source of this overflow. Jesus is the head. From Him flows all good things to us. Praise God. And to Him goes the praise and the glory. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's teaching, order online or call or write to us today. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland invite you to visit getimmersed.org, a website where you can get up-to-date information about any of the Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, including speaker schedules, hotel information, and a special message from Kenneth Copeland entitled Total Immersion. Visit getimmersed.org and plan to come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries meeting this year.
I was very intrigued with a learning format in the area of language study. And what they were shocked about was the fact that you could actually become conversationally fluent in a language you had never even heard of before in 6 weeks' time. There was something going on here that God wanted me to know about this ministry. He said, I want you to conduct meetings where people can totally immerse in the Word of God.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar as we get into the overflow at the 2005 West Coast Prosperity Convention. Take a week to totally immerse yourself in God's Word, July 4th through 9th at the Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim, California. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.